We're live. Welcome to Nerds Incoming. It's weird since I rebranded, not saying Sam's audio show anymore, but getting used to it. So I got movie Cosmic Francis, what's up? I got Movie Pain or Pleasure on, a new podcast on YouTube that is fucking fire, guys. You should go and check it out if you haven't. Okay. So AJ and Melanie, right? I got that right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So how's it going, guys? How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Good enough.
Yeah, good enough. How are you?
I'm good. So AJ, or both of y'all, you taekwondo, both of you, or just you, AJ?
No, that's where Melanie was my student for a while.
Okay.
Like she still trains elsewhere now, but yeah, that's how we met.
Nice. Hell yeah. So how long have you been doing that?
25 years.
Wow. Okay. I haven't been doing that long. I did it for maybe 2 or 3 years when I was a kid, and then for the last 7 years as an adult.
Okay. Nice. And when you got into it as an adult, that's when you met AJ.
Yeah, I started in 2013, and that's when I met AJ. And I was actually scared of him when I first met him. I had strep throat because, you know, you're around a bunch of kids, and of course you're going to get strep throat. So I was still kind of recovering, and I came to watch a class. And usually we had these, like, old chill masters in their 60s who just, you know, they led warm-ups and they were nice about it and everything. There was one guy that was scary, but then there was this young guy, and he's barking orders at people and yelling. And I'm sitting in the back with the parents watching, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? He's terrifying. And it was AJ. So,
holy shit.
Yeah.
That's funny. Yeah.
When she started, I was actually over there in Arkansas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so, I was like a green belt or so when you came back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why was you yelling at, like, what, you're in there yelling at kids and shit?
I don't know. I grew up with a whole militaristic, not like at home, just like that's what taekwondo kind of was. Like, everybody's supposed to be moving around and keeping in line and all that shit, so
yeah. So it was a little bit different whenever you started, like,
yeah, it got more, like, I guess kid friendly the longer it went. So
I mean, I started with our old Korean grandmaster, who, you know, you still stand in line and say yes sir and you bow every 5 minutes, so
yeah.
it wasn't like it was lax or
but
anything when I started.
Isn't there another taekwondo group other than was it ATA or whatever
ATA
is like full is contact
big.
And shit?
Well, ATA is big in Arkansas apparently, because like my nephew just started at ATA school, and there was one in Little Rock when I lived there.
Yeah,
so I guess they're pretty big there. Here they're not that big. Like our school was technically World Taekwondo Federation affiliated, but we didn't really train like them, though. We were more like old Korean style, because our grandmaster he taught in the military,
but
in the Vietnam War.
Is it the World Taekwondo Federation that's like full contact and shit or whatever? Or
they're the ones that are in the Olympics.
Okay, in the Olympics. Okay, okay. So like, I know there's one group where they, Jerfus, where are you at? Anyways, I know there's one group where they, fucking thank you, Jerfus. Somebody spam chat that I was trying to fucking block them and stuff. That's why I was like, Jerfus, moderator. Alright, but anyways, they're promoting them. Fuck that. But anyways, I'm high as fuck. Anyways, I used to do martial arts. I didn't do taekwondo, but I did My dad was a instructor in Goju-Ryu, and I did Kung Fu though. I did Wing Chun, and, fucking a little bit of fucking damn dude, I'm stoned. that's super not professional. But anyways,
Well,
Melanie's book. Moving fuck on from that. right, so your book, so you're doing a book on mental health.
I'm gonna go ahead and do a shameless self-promotion and put it up on
Yeah,
the
no, go
screen.
ahead.
So it's a memoir, and it's called Kicking and Screaming: A Memoir of Madness and Martial Arts. And basically, the story is how I used training in Taekwondo to get through some really tough mental illness challenges. So I've struggled with mental illness stuff my whole life. And when I was about 30, I got diagnosed with depression and bipolar disorder and anxiety. And the whole time I had an eating disorder too, and I didn't really get that in check until this past year. But around 2013, I was already, on medication. I was seeing a therapist, and that was okay. It got me to a baseline. I wasn't suicidal or anything, but I was still what one of my therapists would call hot mess express. And I was a moron. I was just mood swings up and down, bad relationship choices, really volatile temper, getting into all kinds of trouble. I was hiding it from people, coworkers and stuff, but I was drinking a lot, so I just finally got to a point where I was at a breaking point, thought I've got to do something drastic to get my head out of my ass and do something with my life that's positive. And so I'd kind of had in the back of my mind that I wanted to do Taekwondo again, because I had done it out in Snyder, which was a rural West Texas town where I grew up. And it was a really community-oriented school. It was lots of fun, and I liked it, but I never really seriously thought about going back. And so, okay, I'm at my rock bottom, drinking, washing down my anti-anxiety medication with whiskey and thinking I've got to change my life. So I discovered my instructors in Snyder were like third degree or fourth degree or something. And they reported up to a grandmaster who's like a ninth degree, kind of their boss, and an old Korean guy. And he ran his school here in Fort Worth. And I remembered him coming
Nice.
to our tests and tournaments and stuff like that. But I never knew. I never paid attention to that he was in Fort Worth. And I mean, I've lived in Fort Worth for over 15 years. And so I just thought, okay, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna train Taekwondo. So I went and trained with this grandmaster, and that's where I met AJ. And it really helped. It kind of helped me be more responsible, make better choices, get my head on straight, gain more confidence. And so it was life-changing, and I wrote a book about it. And so that's kind of the story. You see the journey from white belt to black belt, and then also from really troubled mental health crisis to somebody who is more happy and confident and can handle life's problems.
Nice. That sounds a great book. Show that again.
Yeah, thank you. So it's the cover. And again, it's called Kicking
Nice.
and Screaming: A Memoir of Madness and Martial Arts. And you can buy it on any bookseller,
Who
Amazon,
did the
Barnes &
art for
Noble.
the cover? Or do
The
you
cover
know,
artist
or was it
was,
just like kind of
yeah,
random?
I worked with a small independent publisher called She Writes Press,
Okay.
and they focus on female authors. And so they had a cover designer named Julie Metz. And
Okay.
they do really nice cover designs. And I kind of had some ideas. Like, I like book covers that are simple and have something maybe kind of symbolic of what's going on in the book, not so on the nose that it's cheesy, but just something really simple, especially memoir. That's my favorite genre. And so they had a couple of different cover ideas, and this was the best one. I will say I was kind of underwhelmed when I saw it just on a picture, but it really looks good on a book cover.
Yeah, it really does. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for the raid, Academy Impossible. We gotta give y'all a shout out. Welcome, viewers. I hope you guys enjoy the podcast that I've got going on, and I'm gonna get back into it now. Thanks for watching. Hope you stick around and enjoy the show. Thanks again, Academy Impossible. So yeah. That art, though, that she did, that cover design that she did was that's a that it fits well with what you're with how you're describing the like, and that's why I asked. It catches the eye. Like if I saw that, I'd buy it.
Good,
Probably.
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
And if I read what you
you
just told me on the back of it, that'd be a seller. Like between that and the cover design and stuff, you know. And
Oh,
so is that
thank you.
along the like, what does it say on the back of the book? Like when you flip it over, does it have like a little quote from you or something
Yeah,
in there?
it's got a little synopsis that I wrote, and
Can you
we were
read
actually
that for
making fun
us?
of it. Yeah, I'll read it for you. I will say we were kind of making fun of it because it sounds like the South Park episode where they're doing the Rob Schneider,
Oh shit.
like Melanie Gibson thought she had it all, and so we're making fun of that. So I'll read
Go
it.
ahead.
Melanie Gibson was an independent career woman who seemed to have a successful life. Beneath her polished exterior, however, she harbored multiple mental illnesses, a substance abuse problem, and rotten relationship skills. In early 2013, as a last desperate means to save her sanity, Melanie turned to a nearly forgotten childhood activity, taekwondo. When she restarted her training as a white belt, she quickly learned the Korean martial art had much more to offer than learning how to kick and punch. In taekwondo, Melanie felt she was getting a fresh start in more ways than one. She found an inner peace she'd never known before, a sense of community, a newfound confidence, and a positive outlook on life. Funny and frank, Kicking and Screaming is the story of Melanie's life-changing journey from troubled lost soul to confident taekwondo black belt.
And then she became a stapler.
Then she became
Melanie
a
Gibson is a
stapler.
stapler.
Hell yeah, that's funny as fuck.
And you even
But
got a
no,
Insane Andrew
that's
to do a blurb,
good
right?
though. I like
Yeah,
that
thank you.
you did you wrote that well, I
Thank
think.
you.
My in
Thank
my
you.
yeah, and I'm a book nerd for sure, so I'd probably definitely enjoy reading that. I'm gonna check. Where is it available?
You can get it on Amazon. You can get it in print format, digital format if you have an e-reader, Barnes and Noble.
Okay.
There's a bookshop.org. Amazon's probably the easiest if that's where you order books. I
Okay.
know as like an indie book person, I'm not supposed to say that, but I order all my books from Amazon, so.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. After we're done with this, send me a link to that,
Will.
where I can get that book, and I'll put it in the descriptions for the videos and the podcasts and stuff on Spotify and all that whenever I drop
Okay,
all
thank
this.
you. I will.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no problem. It sounds like a good book, and yeah, and I'd like to help you and promote it, because I'm all for like mental health, and so I really enjoy that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah, I
And
will say, writing a book about your mental health is one thing, but then having to publicize it is another. So this year, my book came out in April. I'd kept that
yeah.
a secret from everybody, my family, my coworkers,
Oh, so
and
you
now I'm
don't
out on
want
podcasts and writing articles and stuff and
it?
talking about it. So it's forced me to really be open and honest about what's
Yeah.
really gone on with me and what I need.
So has that been hard getting comfortable, like doing that, like getting comfortable promoting this? Have you been promoting the book or
Yes,
that?
it was a little uncomfortable at first. The first, actually, one of the first articles I wrote was about how I'm still going to fake it in the workplace and not tell anybody about my mental health. And some of that has changed. I've actually had some conversations with my boss
Yeah.
about it. But at first, it felt like, I had to really kind of have a come to Jesus moment with myself and be like, if I want my life to change and to feel better, I need to start being more authentic and honest about what I've been through. What I've learned and what I need in life to be happy. And so, being promoting the book on podcasts and articles has really been a game changer for me because it's forced me to talk about it. It would be hypocritical of me if I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that's I am not that brave. No, I don't like talking about shit like that, like personally. So, you know, that's awesome. Able to like that's a lot of work, sure, that it's taken to get to that. So what's up with this multiverse thing that y'all got going?
Were you gonna say something?
Oh god, it's so dumb. no. So the
not about Andor.
No. Okay. Well, unless you want to promote him too, but
oh, I do want to give a shout out to somebody else in the YouTube multiverse of the martial arts multiverse before we move on to Sensei Ando Mirzwa. He does Happy Life Martial Arts, and we became friends on social media, and he very kindly read my book and wrote a beautiful blurb for the back of it. But the best part was, in my book, it's also goes through this really toxic relationship with a guy named Ricardo, and I say that in quotes because it's not his real name. And Ando sent me this lovely email, beautiful blurb, but at the end he goes, P.S., fuck Ricardo, seriously.
And this guy's like the Mr. Rogers of
Mr.
martial arts.
Mr. Squeaky clean, nice.
Flanders.
So if I got a fuck out of him, then I guess it was pretty good writing.
That's funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, okay, so back to our multiverse. So, because we watch too much, well, not really, we're still probably, we probably don't watch as much as most people, to be honest with you, but since we watch all these movies that we like with sort of niche, I don't know, interests and whatnot, we have all these different characters that we get really attached to, and we create a diagram of how they intersect between being heroes, villains, and queens. And some are in two, and some are in lucky enough to be right dab in the center. And it spans everything, like from Disney movies to like old classics to martial arts movies. It's
some books.
Yeah. Oh, also, yeah, also novels that we've read, like Stephen King novels and such.
Picture of Dorian Gray.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna give some examples.
Let's see if we can throw out a couple to give an idea.
Okay, I'll give one. Hannibal Lecter is a hero, villain, and queen. He in the Venn diagram, he's right in the center.
Yeah, because we can appreciate that he only murders, well, not only, but he mostly only murders people that he finds offensive. So that makes him sort of a hero and sort of a villain. And also, he eats up the scene, so he's a total queen.
Princess Bubblegum from Adventure Time is a straight-up villain. We hate her.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, I can see how, like, I didn't grow up on it, so I didn't see
either.
It.
My kids watch that shit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's trippy.
My nieces and nephews grew up on that shit. Like, I think my niece Jasmine posted something about Princess Bubblegum at one point. And I was like, just so you know, she's a total villain. She's like, why? Like,
she's a dictator.
You have to go back and watch it. But
she's a dictator? Jesus.
She's a controlling dictator.
Right?
So, basically, she's like, she's created her own people to rule over, and then she's decided they're so stupid that she has to decide what they get to know. Like, she has them under surveillance 24/7, and some of them she made stupid on purpose just to control them. So she's awful. Just really terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But
I get that. I haven't looked at it like that, but
Well, we also take forever to watch everything, so we have plenty of time to question all the morality and like meaning behind all the things no one needs to ask. So
yeah. So what made you like? Okay, so y'all was just sitting around watching movies one night and was like, and talking about it and was like, this could be a podcast, or like, how'd that come about with Movie Painter Play?
Well, Melanie was doing her a ton of podcast interviews for her book, and then she liked doing that, and then she decided that she wanted to sort of do a podcast of her own, and this was a...
Okay, so this was her idea.
Mostly.
Mm-hmm.
You're just here along for the ride?
Well
I'm so,
just fucking with you, dude.
So, among our...
Shit.
Many
that was I worded that wrong.
Well, no, it's this has been a rough year for me. I've been depressed a lot, and there was a part of me that was tired of being fake. Like, the word authenticity has been haunting me this whole year, being more authentic. And so I have a corporate job, which I appreciate and all, but I have to be fake for it. I have to be serious for it. And even doing the book promotion, I have to be serious. I'm like, I just want to do something silly and stupid. And we have so much fun watching movies together and stopping and talking and analyzing that it just kind of popped up in my brain, like, why not do a podcast about movies? And I didn't know if AJ would be game for it or not, but he really got into it. He's the one that started the YouTube channel and Twitch and everything really well else. With it.
I was joking 100% by the way. But yeah, he does really well with it.
Yeah.
That's why I kind of made it. But yeah, that shit, I like what you are doing. What's your favorite genre? Do you guys have a favorite genre? I'm sure y'all might have differing opinions on things. Don't disagree on everything.
Well, we have genres that we definitely look into more. Like we watch, maybe not quite so much recently, but for a while we were doing.
I'll let both of you answer this separately.
Okay. Yeah, we were doing Scary Movie Sunday, so we at least got one horror movie a week, and then we have other types of movies that we get into moods for, like Christian movies and dance movies. So
yeah.
Well, I don't know if we found a Christian dance movie, but
Christian movies.
Okay.
Those started out as something to watch, let's watch it and make fun of it. But we found some that really just get under my skin and make me angry because they preach and, they're really judgmental. Uh-huh. But there were some that were good, too.
Oh, okay. That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of I think Christian movies are what set us up for Guilty Pleasure or Hate Watch. Because everything else was kind of we want to watch this knowing it's going to be bad. And then we thought of, we saw God's Not Dead. And that was a very hate watch movie. So
it was just terrible.
I've never seen
it.
Okay.
I've heard about it. I've definitely heard about it. Never watched it.
It's offensive.
It's just the assumptions they make about either non-believers or it's kind of we're getting into the holiday season. Every year everybody's like, there's a war on Christmas, you can't even say Merry Christmas anymore. And come on, Christians run the country, they run the rest Western world, so there's this victim attitude of they're trying to get rid of God and they're trying to get rid of you. You guys run everything. So
trying to get rid of God. Nobody cares what your personal beliefs are as far as a higher power, but these people don't need the amount of influence that they have, the amount of power that they got. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they act victims in the movie, but they're the ones running things. And I was raised Catholic in a small West Texas town full of not Catholics, and so I have a very jaded view towards organized religion and stuff because I saw it used as a weapon a lot of bigotry, homophobia, racism, all that stuff. So I just have no time for people pushing religion, any religion, on anybody.
Even when I was a kid, I had religion. People tried to shove religion down my throat, and I always knew that it was bullshit. When I was a kid, I was they're kids' story. I knew that when I was 8 years old. And that's when I learned, knowing the fucking well. Okay, look, they've proved that on National Geographic. If you get swallowed by a whale, you're definitely going to die. You're not going to live. You're not going to be spat back out. You're going to die before you even make it to the stomach. The proven fact. And I'm not going to believe a children's story over science. And I made that decision when I was really young. I've never. So I could appreciate the hate watch on that part or whatever. Or not
on time.
No, that sounded bad. Hold on, the widest word, not hate watch, but you know, the
That's how we call it.
I'll give you a better example of a hate watch.
With it being
is like
you know, with like being able to make fun of it, shit.
Yeah.
Like I could make fun of it all day long, but no, they don't need to ruin the world.
Yeah.
Kind of got off topic there a little bit. My bad.
Yeah, sorry. I can get on that soapbox, and I'm gonna step off.
Yeah, me too. I can get pretty offensive. I've been.
So, I guess we should, well, now I feel the need to make a disclaimer just in case, but two things. Yeah. One, beware of whales, especially orcas. They they rape. Anyway, two.
Yeah.
And they rip out the tons of babies.
So, we don't watch Christian movies to hate, like, we hate watch them as in we know we're gonna get angry, but we can also make a lot of fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because we hate Christians.
Yeah,
we
I know that.
Hate arrogant people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the victim arrogance thing. Because, like, I grew up... Okay, backstory. Jerry, Jerfus, would very recently, I think he was talking to my uncle, and he said something like, Andrew's an angel, but he's an atheist. And I'm not an atheist, but I'm an unaligned theist, I guess. Like, I think everybody's wrong about God, but I was raised Christian Science, but very, very loosely. Like, I didn't go to church.
Yeah.
The only time I went to church was with my best friend who went to Baptist church, and I didn't want to drive back home and pick his ass up later, so I just stayed.
Yeah.
But I didn't, like, you know how this shit just rubs you the wrong way, and I was always taught the whole pray in your closet type of religion. Like, you shut the fuck up and you do your shit at home and leave everybody
mm-hmm.
else alone.
That's what
so,
I like about it.
But, yeah, okay, so other... So we're not just picking on Christian movies. There's also, like, dance movies. We do the same thing. Some of them, they look terrible. And we're like, okay, we gotta watch it because it's probably hilarious.
I liked the one that y'all did. I liked the one that y'all did with Death Note. That was
thank you. Oh, that made me angry. That was a hate watch for sure.
Yeah, that for was sure. But that was a good one. I enjoyed it because... I like watching. I grew up on Death Note. Like, you know, whenever I was like 17, Death Note was popular. It was like the fact that they made a live action movie or whatever. Was it live action? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fact they made a live action movie or whatever and fucked it up is like it pisses me off. It rubs me the wrong way. It's like they took that childhood nostalgia and just ran it into the fucking dirt. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about that.
Well, I got, I had watched that one a couple times before, and it was the first anime I told Melanie to watch because I thought it was, it's an interesting story that didn't need to be an anime technically.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Which is why I think it's a good one to get non-anime watchers into it.
Yeah,
so.
I'd never seen anime before, and then he told me to watch Death Note. And I, you know, if it's got Satan or death or demons or something or cults, I'm there. So, you know, it's a book that kills people. Okay, I'm on board. And I loved it. So then I kind of got into some anime after that. But yeah, watching this movie, I'm like, even if you haven't seen the anime, it's just a bad movie. It sucks.
Yeah, and okay, yeah. Like, I know we're dicks, but we try to be nice about people making movies, because that shit's hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not, you're going to think of it in your head, and it might be awesome if you make it, and it's not the way you meant it to be. But that one made me angry, because we looked at these extras, where we talked with the director and stuff like that.
Sorry, I'm trying to fix the blinds. Just keep talking.
And,
sun's not in our face.
This director was like, yeah, I really wanted to do a dark and gritty version of Death Note. I'm like, fuck you. It was already dark and gritty. It was way darker than what we got. We got like a really bad Final Destination ripoff.
Yeah, gory doesn't mean dark and gritty necessarily. It just means there's lots of squishy guts and blood.
Yeah, for sure.
That look like watermelon juice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what y'all said in the podcast.
Thank you. Nice. I think you're the one person besides our dads who listened to that episode.
Yeah, I did. I caught that for sure. But yeah, no, it was a good episode. I think I left a comment on there and letting them know that. Yeah. And y'all are great on commenting. Y'all are quick. That's nice.
Just try.
Makes it cooler for the fans, for the audience. I think that's cool because a lot of YouTubers and shit, you know, I've noticed there's a lot of YouTubers don't comment back with fans. They're trying to, like, every now and then. So that's cool. Y'all do that. I like that. And, so. Okay. So, what about horror movies? Y'all have like preferences on like horror movies? Like, are there horror movies that y'all have done like the hate watch thing for and stuff, or like?
Well,
tell me about some of the horror movies that you dislike.
Then our recommendations.
Yeah, so we did all of October. We did some like Death Note was the first one
besides
of October.
Death Note, we know that one sucks.
Yeah, because it was vaguely horror, and then the rest
since
of the month
we talked
we did,
about
like,
Death Note, and we talked about how that was a hate watch. I guess it could be considered horror to a certain extent. Or whatever, let's talk about something that y'all enjoyed watching as far as horror goes that's been put out recently.
We recommended Malignant.
We recommended Malignant. It's actually in our, we do have a recommendation video for like
movies. So y'all do recommendation videos too. Not just
Halloween schedule.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we felt that we were doing enough bitching that month, so we put out a whole video of just recommendations called Halloween Recommendations on YouTube and something else on Spotify, I don't recall. But Malignant specifically was a good one that came out much more recent because I'm starting to realize I appreciate horror movies that like go with an interesting concept and they just flat out stick to it. Like, they really look at all the options that they could do with a story that, around it. And Malignant was, like, definitely that.
Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Yeah. It was really fun to watch.
It sounds like it's fun to watch.
Like, in the opposition to Malignant is something like Apparition, which we did an episode on, which, like, it had an interesting concept, and they did nothing with it, which is why we were so mad. So... That's what, like, Apparition sort of had this, like, what if you could create spirits just through the power of your thoughts, and then they didn't do anything at all with that premise, so we hated it. And then there's movies like Malignant, which have a super weird, like, it sounds ridiculous, but it's done really well premise, so.
Mm-hmm. And they stick with it hard. I mean, they go in all the way with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what she said.
I just caught on. So what about the podcast itself? Like, what did y'all know, kind of like, did y'all have like an idea of like what platform what to use,
like,
tell me about going into the podcast and like setting it up and like getting it started. What was that experience like for you?
I did a little research and then it was starting to make me kind of crazy. So I went back to what I kind of learned from people who had interviewed me about my book. And the first platform I kind of interacted with was Anchor. I think I did my first interview on Anchor And so I've learned other podcasters use it. It's free. It's really easy to use. So yeah. I didn't want to invest a whole lot of money or time into something just kind of starting out. So I set up an Anchor account, and I've learned along the way. Like, I've learned how to edit the audio and add in music and stuff like that. It's really simple and easy to use. So that's the platform I'm using now. And that one, they partner with Spotify, so it's automatically uploaded to Spotify. And then I think they have other things, like somehow I already had like an Apple account, so I was able to put it into iTunes. And then it's complicated with the other platforms. So right now it's just on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes, but that seems to be what most people use anyway.
Yeah. So go ahead.
I had to argue for the YouTube page. Like, Melanie was just like, "Oh no, I'm doing this." So yeah. I told her, like, I just didn't want to start the podcast and then want to add it later and be like, "Oh, there's all these episodes no one can find," because we only did audio. So we did the YouTube, and it's already been changing a little bit because I realized more of what we can do with the videos and whatnot. And now it's happening again because we decided to go ahead and set up a Twitch, which we haven't made any episodes yet, but we're going to start using pretty soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can say I told you so with YouTube. That was a good idea because I actually like to go back and watch the videos. I think we're funny on there together. My dad loves to watch it, so he's got that on there. And so I think the more platforms you have, the more people we reach. And we actually have more watchers on YouTube than I think listeners on Anchor or anything else.
Yeah.
Really? So that's wild. I think for YouTube and Spotify or Anchor for me, it's about the same, you know, per episode, I use that platform too, and I'll say this: I've used it before, since, like, I've been with them before they was a Spotify company, you know. So like, I was with them when they sold out to Spotify and all that. Before Spotify bought it out, it was better because they put it on Google Podcasts and put it on all these other platforms for you. And then as soon as Spotify got a hold of it, it only goes to Spotify, and you have to put it on all these other platforms yourself and shit. Like, all the platforms that Anchor had put my shit on before it was Spotify, Spotify took my shit off of everything but Spotify whenever they switched. Whenever they got bought out, wherever they bought them out. And they did all this shit slowly. So it was in, like, a progression of, like, a year that they started doing all these, you know, fucked up, making all these fucked up changes, you know. And, you know, even the, even, like, with the ads. I used to have 3 or 4 different sponsors plus the Anchor sponsorship from Anchor itself, which everybody gets, you know, whenever they start. You have the option to record an ad for them or whatever, but I had 3 or 4 other, you know, companies that I was partnered with for recording ads for them and shit, so that I got paid for. All of those got fucking, like, I lost all of those whenever it got switched to Spotify, and I haven't even gotten any more offers, like email offers for those, because Spotify's algorithm is different. It changed up everything. So. But it used to be a better platform. But it's still a good platform, don't get me wrong. It's
easy.
No, it's still it's an easy platform shit. But I just don't like those changes they made where they've made it more difficult, where it's like, you know, it feels like they're pushing you to be like, okay, you're like, you know, your shit is like exclusively on Spotify. If you wanted have it anywhere else, you know, you gotta work your ass off to do it, like, you know, fuck you, you know what I mean? It's like they want you to be like exclusively Spotify, you know. And I know, like, bigger people, they'll buy them out and shit and like pay them, like the Joe Rogan Experience and shit like that, for example, you know. They paid him out where he was, they paid him a lump sum enough to get him to be exclusively Spotify, and then they just have different ways of going about it for the smaller podcast.
So they basically Reebok and UFC'd it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that's what they did. But you know, it's still a decent platform, though. You know, I still use it.
Yeah, I think for the foreseeable future, I'll use it. Yeah, they have something now like you have to have 50 unique listeners to get to qualify for having an ad. We're not there yet.
Oh shit,
Need
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
Our cult is
That's
not big enough.
fucking, that is fucking, man, that is crazy. But see, they've made it harder, and my podcast used to get more plays, way more plays than what it does. Now I used to make a decent amount of money to be able to reinvest. I used it to reinvest in Honey Buns at one point. So I used all my earnings from Spotify, and I bought boxes of Honey Buns to give to the homeless.
Oh, that's
Yeah,
cool.
Nice.
giving Honey Buns to homeless people and shit. So yeah, that was a thing that I did. And yeah, so like there's there's things that were good about it, because like I used it to give back. But now Spotify's made it to where I can't even have the same revenue source that I used to before they switched. You know what I mean? So like things like that aren't possible, which sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bummer, but it is what it is. You know what I mean? I still have that one advertisement that's like, their fucking advertisement. Like this is the only one you get now. What happened to all my other fucking sponsors and fucking, but
I'm
I
just
always
fingers
like,
crossed that, just fingers crossed that we'll get like a YouTube ad for some shit I don't even use, like Raid Shadow Legends or whatever that's flooding the market.
oh
So.
Jesus Christ, yeah, I've already had a Raid Shadow Legends thing come across my email for Twitch.
Shit, I'll fucking use that sponsor. I don't do that shit, but I
I
guess I'll
don't know what
start.
that is.
It's they sponsor fucking everybody. Like
Oh.
they shove it down everybody's throat.
Yeah, but
I
I
think it's
tried
fine.
playing the game and I can't fucking
Oh, it's
play
a
it.
game.
Like,
Oh yeah, it's a mobile game. It's
Oh, okay. I think it's fine. I watch a bunch of anti-cult and anti-MLM videos because I'm obsessed with that stuff. And it's always funny because the ads that always show up are these guys who are like, hey, I can show you how to get rich quick and blah blah blah, all this stuff. Like, look at my Lamborghini. Just sell these courses, and you can quit your day job and be rich like me. And then you go
Yeah.
into like the videos that are totally against scammers like that. So I think that's
Yeah.
funny.
Yeah, that shit's fucking. But yeah, that it's but yeah, there's a lot of scam videos that get quick scheme. I used to know a guy that was always doing the pyramid schemes and shit. Like every time you turn around, he's doing pyramid schemes and shit on the advertisements were on like YouTube and shit, or like people goes trying to get it, like selling stupid shit nobody's gonna buy. It's like really like overpriced protein powder.
Yeah.
Yeah, or
Some have gotten pretty creative where they're like the anti version of that, but they're still doing the same thing. They're like, we're not trying to tell you you're gonna make millions, but I just bought a new fucking Jetta. That's kind of cool. Like you can make $100,000 a year. And if you do our version, we're not lying to you about making millions. Blah, blah, blah. Like fucking
Yeah.
assholes. Like you're smarter than the other guys, but you're still the same bullshit.
Same thing. Yeah, or I see all the ads pop up like, hey, you don't need an experience or a following. You can create a course and sell it online, and some sucker's gonna buy it.
I
So,
just had
fuck's going
one
on in
earlier
the
pop up in chat that said, do you want to be famous? That's what I was trying to tell Jerry to block earlier. It popped up and it was like, hey, do you want famous? And I was like trying to fucking block him and getting deleted. But it's like, fuck no. No, I do not want to be famous. And don't ask again in my chat, please. Or like, trying to get people to buy viewers and shit. Like, click here, buy viewers for $10.
Sometimes I get interested in those bullshit ads though. Like, I guess it's the
Just to
same
follow them,
mentality I
just see
have.
where they go, see how far they've taken it. You know,
like,
what I mean?
yeah, like
did
the
they actually take the time to build some bullshit website for this and like all of that? Like,
like
how
my
far?
thing is, I guess it's the same part of my brain that likes doing the movie painter pleasure podcast, but if it's like a fitness ad or something like that, I'm like,
Yeah.
oh, I know enough to call bullshit on this, and I'll sit there and watch to see like what their scam is, just
Yeah.
to see how different it is.
Oh yeah.
Total waste of time, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's entertaining. Is it any more of a waste of time? I mean, what else would you be doing with that time? You know, watching some other bullshit video on, you know, the next social media platform? You know what I mean? So why not? Fuck it. You know
Maybe
what
one
I'm
day I'll
saying?
do a reaction to that instead of a
Yeah.
movie.
If that's what, if like, if watching those videos and, you know, making fun of them and shit is like, entertaining for you, if that's your version of entertainment, who the fuck is to tell you you're wrong? Nobody.
I don't know
I
if you can
like
really
that
get a
shit.
following behind that, though.
I actually do the same shit, though. I'll scroll through Facebook and, like, look at all the stupid fucking videos.
Oh,
it's entertaining. You're entertaining. But, so comic book fan.
Ooh.
What's the deal with comic book?
Well, we just, we haven't recorded it yet, but we got one coming up for Catwoman, the one from the 2000s. It was terrible.
Yeah.
Like, they're...
I don't think I've seen that.
Yeah,
bad?
It's not good.
It's
but
like...
The one good thing is Halle Berry, but that's only because...
Like,
yeah. I think what angers me about that, like, Catwoman and things like Aquaman, which, you know, I'm all about seeing Jason Momoa walking around with his shirt off and his tattoos and whatnot, but
yeah,
that these big production companies, excuse me, these big movie production companies pump out shitty, shitty movies and push people to buy it. It's like, okay, some of these big publishers will, you know, they're very exclusive about what books they accept, but they'll publish like some celebrity's fake diet book. And meanwhile say, oh no, you know, we are the gatekeepers of literature. And so there are these smaller independent movies that may be really great, but nobody hears about it because Paramount's putting out Aquaman or Catwoman or whatever, or Warner Brothers. So I'm going to step off that
yeah.
soapbox too.
Like, fuck the DCEU altogether, like
yeah.
90% of it.
Yeah.
A couple of movies that are like had Harley Quinn were okay, and then the rest of them, like Man of Steel was a good starting point, and then they got too greedy, and they're like, we can be the same as the Avengers and just do it in a year. Oh, fuck you,
no,
DC.
I hate
yeah.
Wonder Woman. I fucking hate that movie. And maybe that'll set feminism back 50 years or whatever, and I'm supposed to be... It says on my book I'm an independent career woman, so I should love the Wonder Woman movie. It was awful.
That might be part of it,
yeah.
though. Like, part of the pushback is the whole, like, oh, we finally have a woman's superhero movie, and
that's
it's supposed
great and
to be
all,
like,
but it's a shit movie.
But it's terrible. Like, I'm gonna plug one of
Why
our
is
episodes.
It shit?
Well, it's
the acting, the story.
There's
the...
a bunch of nitpicky stuff. We'll actually make a video of that
yeah,
eventually.
It's kind of like it's not the content that bothers me. It's like with the Twilight movies. Like I love vampires. The idea of teenage vampires, great, awesome. But the storytelling itself is lazy. The writing is bad. The acting is bad.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
those elements can ruin what could be an interesting concept.
Yeah, like a lot more, like a lot easier one to just nitpick off of one thing would be the sequel to Wonder Woman, the 1984.
God.
Because I mean, she literally raped a guy in it, and somehow
oh,
that,
shit.
Like the company didn't catch that. Like if they had written that with a dude in mind, they would have immediately caught it. But because it's Wonder Woman, it was okay. But like to
yeah.
To plug another one of our episodes, our very first episode was Cruella from Disney. And I had a problem with it because, like, we're really liberal, but this thing happened where they're like, they made one of the characters from the original 101 Dalmatians black for no reason. And she was barely in the movie. They didn't write her well. They didn't do anything with her. Shit, stupid choices like that. Piss us off because it's like
yeah.
you have you had a really good subject matter and you could have done great things with it, and you decided to be lazy and just like I don't want to give people on the right that bitch about this too much. Like, they bitch about it too much, but people do this. Companies will, like, just shove a person of color in certain places, be like, ah, see, we're inclusive. Like, yeah, but you didn't give them any good lines. Why did you give all the good lines to the white people?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
True, though. I mean, you're right. They do that all the time. I think that's what everybody shit on Tropic Thunder a while back, but I think that's the whole point that they was trying to make in that movie, you know, through comedy or whatever. If y'all seen Tropic Thunder.
Oh yeah, that's one of my favorites.
That's
the whole thing that they was trying to push in that movie, is how, you know, these companies always give the good lines to the fucking white guy, you know, with Robert Downey Jr. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was his whole character was like fucking making fun of that, because it's true.
Yeah. I do wonder if they could even make that movie now.
But people
now,
don't
which
look
I
at Tropic Thunder in that way. They look at Robert Downey. Do y'all remember that? The wave of people that was like Robert Downey Jr. did blackface and shit in Tropic Thunder.
Well, yeah, but that was the point, is that, like, it was highlighting how far people will go just to play this part that they could have just done the right thing for and gotten a black guy, that's why things like Wonder Woman are just as sort of annoying. It was like they were super lazy with it when they could have really tried.
Mm-hmm. It's like, look, we have a female superhero, but it's still crappy quality movie, so doesn't really do much for girl power if you have a shit movie.
Yeah, that's fucking... Yeah, that... I hate how they do that shit with movies. It's so stupid. So, there's a superhero TV show that I fucking saw. The Boys. What do y'all think about The Boys?
I love The Boys.
Yeah, we were super into it.
Have y'all watched all of it already? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
what?
Finished the second season.
Yeah. So we can talk about that once. Spoil anything.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I hate, though, like, that the main character turned out to be, like, an asshole. Like, that shit was, like, I love it, but I was like, damn, dude, you know what I mean? Because during the first season, whenever they fucking, like, when you're first, like, seeing him and shit, you know, you think that he's, like a hero or something. Then it's like,
are you talking about Healy
super,
or?
Was it fucking Omni-Man? Or, no, I'm thinking of a different fucking show. Bro.
Homelander?
Yeah, Homelander, yeah. No, okay, so... There's another show that's a cartoon that's kind of like The Boys
Invincible.
Or whatever, but which I was gonna ask about that too, but I was gonna ask about that after.
We've
seen that too.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, I don't know why I said fucking Omni-Man. I was thinking Homelander and shit. That was like, I don't know, for some reason I got fucking brain fart.
I mean, six of one, half dozen of the other.
But yeah, that shit. Those are, I like how, like, you know, like the storyline for it's like really simple.
Mm-hmm. I liked how evil Homelander was, because it shows the evil American corporation and
I got that vibe
embodies,
out of it.
Embodies all that though. So.
But. Well, and that stuff's become so prevalent now, too, though. Like, I love both of those shows, and I'm super excited for whatever comes next. But, like, that's why, like, before we started the podcast, I was talking to you about the book idea I had for that I've been writing. I need to do way more writing on. That it's going to be, I'm just going to say what the name. The name is A Superhero Guide to Business. And it's straight up just what normal, everyday people who grew up on comic books like the X-Men and the DC comics what they would do with superpowers in the real world, which is probably hide that shit and make money.
Like, yeah,
the main character.
Main just character cover can all of it up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like the main character can teleport, but he just uses it so he can go to cool places on vacation and be a carrier service for like really fast, same sort of money as like FedEx and shit, but just do it all by himself. And a funny friend of his that I actually enjoy writing.
Mm-hmm. He's my favorite character. It's the friend.
Yeah, and shit like that. Like I think, honestly, like except for Melanie and one of my friends from work, Terrence, those two would probably do some evil shit.
Oh, yeah.
But I think most people would just be like, okay, this shit is cool. How could I make money off of this? I don't want to show this to people because it's the age of the internet. Everyone's going to see it, and then I'm going to get, like, absorbed by the government, and they're going to torture me and do weird experiments and shit.
I would use my powers to make money. I would also use them for evil.
Like that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, what kind of evil? I mean, what kind of evil are we talking about? Some real dark shit?
I think I said in my Death Note episode that, you know...
Like Mitch McConnell wouldn't be around anymore.
Okay. I would use the Death Note, even though the caveat is you can neither go to heaven nor hell. I just pop up in the Shinigami world like, what's up, motherfuckers? I used the book.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean it's cool, dude. I would use the Death Note.
Power of invisibility, I'd steal so much stuff. So this is why I can't have nice things.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
That's my counterculture idea to the counterculture of
what
the
would
boys
you use your powers for? AJ.
Fuck. I would just, like I said, I would make money. I would do petty shit to people I don't like, but I don't think it would go so far as to be evil. I would just,
Would you use the Death Note?
Fuck no.
No?
I would be happy enough knowing that there's some ethereal object that definitely states that there is a heaven and a hell. I'm just gonna accept that and walk away.
Yeah.
Good. More
you wouldn't even
for
think
me,
about it. Wouldn't even be a thought.
Like, I don't want to go to purgatory. Thought. Purgatory would suck.
No, not necessarily.
How do you know?
That's my problem. I don't know. I'm not taking a chance. I'd be a pussy about that stuff. I'm not doing that. Like, yeah. Melanie and y'all can have balls of steel and fucking just start writing, but
Durfus says it might just be boring.
Boring is the worst kind of
that
hell.
That might be the worst. Maybe this you're just freaking bored all the time, but you don't have anything to do. You can't go do anything.
Yeah, time probably passes faster in torture than it is in boredom.
Yeah.
Yes, I.
So. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
All right. Well. What about So what's up with the dance move, like
okay,
well,
what
this is
did
something
y'all
you
like
well,
dance moves, like what kind of dance
yeah,
moves
I,
are you talking about?
I was kind of surprised that AJ was into dance movie because I studied dance in college, and you know, I'm a girl, I like dancing and things yeah. like that, and so actually I can appreciate the good dancing in it, but they're always cheesy. And so yeah. that makes it funny. And I don't remember like how I discovered that AJ liked dance movies too.
I made you watch Step Up 3 was how it happened.
Cause yeah, because you've seen more dance movies than I have.
No, I saw Step Up 3. That was it.
Okay.
And it is spiraled. I had seen Step Up 3 years ago, and I was surprised that I actually kind of enjoyed it because dance movies in general are a ridiculous idea, but... It had the third one is the best one. It has mm-hmm. It's a lot of vibrant camera work, and it's just
good dancing.
It's good dancing, even though I would never want to do that shit. And yeah. It's kind of got that tropey cliche, like you can't get away from that.
Yeah, like we're gonna lose our building if we don't get $5,000. That's like the theme of every dance movie.
Yeah. So, except for, like, Step Up 4, where they're sort of terrorists.
They're kind of dance terrorists.
which maybe we'll get around to in the future, but...
Yeah, but it's odd, some of the things we have in common, like the musical Annie. I grew up on that stuff, and JJ seems to like it, too. We love Annie.
That's my ultimate guilty pleasure.
I thought Annie? You was going to say something like, fucking... What the fuck is the name? John Travolta... Dirty Dancing.
Saturday Night Fever?
Oh.
Or, yeah, I guess that.
No.
Wasn't Dirty Dancing, was that a dance movie?
That was a dance movie. I've seen it. It's okay. It seems like that's in, like, the basic bitch playbook, so.
I like more modern dance movies. Like,
well, it can be appreciated for an older movie, though, right? You know, for its time.
Yeah, it's fine. It's more of, like, the romance, which is kind of creepy because she's a teenager in it.
Footloose.
It's all right. I think we need to see, now I can't remember the name of it. It's escapey. It's not Footloose. It's Flashdance. I've never seen that one. That's like the classic 80s dance movie.
Never seen it. Never even heard of it.
I feel like those probably have more effort put into the stories, though, and I like it when there's not as much.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, now that I think about it, now it's just more showing off the dancing and the choreography and the camera work and all that stuff. And I like that now because I just like to watch good dancing. Yeah,
they're all pretty much guilty pleasures. Like, there's a couple actually somewhat good ones. Like, is it Heartbeats?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Heartbeats is actually a really good film, but it's super, like, dance movie, like, showing off all the moves and stuff. But it's an Indian, well, it's not an Indian movie, but it's based in India, so it's a little more fun. It's a little less... generic American bullshit that you've all seen.
Got some Bollywood influence.
So, I don't know why that's a thing. It's just, they're ridiculous, so they're fun.
Is it because, you're an athlete, and you can appreciate how other athletes move. Does that come into play at all as to why you like to watch good
I guess
dancing?
So, because, I mean, I wish I could do flips and shit like they could.
I know, every time we watch these breakdancing guys do flips and stuff, just like, let me teach you a 360 kick, and you could kick the shit out of somebody.
Okay, Jarfus wants to know who you're confident. If you're confident, who you're confident in beating in a dance off? AJ.
Fucking nobody. I'm white.
I've had two knee surgeries last year, so probably nobody.
Melanie can dance all she wants. I'm too white to dance.
So you don't dance, is what you're saying?
I would do aggressive forms to cool music. If I had to.
You could probably do the choreography from Bed on It. That's another guilty pleasure is the High School Musical movies. And so Zac Efron's not the greatest of dancers, so I could say we could probably both take on Zac Efron.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'll just do a spin kick for no reason. And
God damn. That's funny. So what about action movies?
Well, we kind of like to stick to, like, we like action in general, but we kind of like to stick to stuff that's, like, martial artsy, like, not total martial arts, it doesn't have to be, but, like, martial arts influenced.
Yeah, I like ones that aren't too ridiculous and over the top, but we actually watched a good one the other day, like, two nights ago, called Bloodfather with Mel Gibson. And so I liked it. It's basically, like...
Racist-ass Mel Gibson.
I know, yeah, no, not Melanie Gibson, Mel Gibson. Says a few things in there. I will say, as rich of a racist asshole he looks good with a salt and pepper beard. But that was a good one. Like, with action movies, I kind of get bored with them. Like, I can't watch the Jason Bourne movies. It's just too much. It's like too much fighting, too much explosions.
Like, the old school Rambo-style movies and...
Cliffhanger! We love that
Cliffhanger
one.
Cliffhanger was awesome.
Yeah, Stallone movies
seem
to like those.
That... And then, like, Scott Adkins and Michael J. White movies, which are all, not all, but they're generally martial arts movies, because those guys are flat-out martial artists and also actors, and then people like Stallone are kind of just action stars, so.
Yeah, they're like, not actually martial artists.
I mean, although, well, except for that one time that he back-kicked the shit out of Jean-Claude Van Damme in Expendables 2, which was awesome. But other than, Stallone's just kind of, like, old.
Jean-Claude Van Damme is one of my favorite action guys. Sure.
See, I feel like we feel like kind of
Bloodsport is a fucking classic.
See, we're frauds because we actually haven't seen any yet.
Haven't seen Bloodsport.
We're planning on watching what? Bloodsport soon. It's in our queue.
Haven't we seen, but we've seen the sequel.
Dude, one good movie, Jerfus, you are out of your fucking mind. Okay, just kidding. I thought Jerfus said he sucks one good movie, and then he said just kidding. So I thought he was serious there for a minute. I was like, that is a fucking classic. Dude, I hope Jean-Claude Van Damme comes to your house and roundhouse kicks you right out of your computer chair.
we have seen one with Jean-Claude Van Damme, but it was Kickboxer Redemption, which is sort of, it's based around a new martial arts guy. He kind of looks like he's gonna be the new Scott Adkins, except he can't act at all.
No.
He was in Jiu-Jitsu as the main character.
These shitty act, they get these big name actors like Jean-Claude Van Damme, all these older guys, and they fucking put them in these movies with these shitty actors that can't act to be like trilogies. Shit, like the, what was that fucking shit, the spinoffs that they did of Rocky and shit, you know, where he's fucking like training Apollo's son and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What the fuck was the name of that?
Creed.
Speaking of Creed. I think they could have found a better actor to do that. I'm just saying.
I thought it was okay, but I
think it could have been better. I think they could have made it better because the whole Rocky thing was like, you know, the whole, you know, that whole storyline is such a classic thing, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like
speaking of Rocky, this sometime this month. So since it's Thanksgiving month, we don't really have like Thanksgiving-y type stuff. So we decided to do movies we appreciate. So we already recorded and we need to upload really soon the Jungle Book, like all of the Jungle Books. Like we watched all of them because we love the story. And also we're gonna get to the Rocky franchise. So
are y'all gonna do Stand By Me?
Say what?
Stand By Me.
I like that one. I don't know if Melody does.
I watched Jerfus. I think I borrowed your version. It was okay.
This is
a, I couldn't
this
get
a Jerfus question.
It's a question from Jerfus if we like it.
He just
loved
asked
it,
in
and
chat.
I watched it. It's
Bearded
okay.
Wonder FPS says I love the Jungle Book.
Good.
Good. We do too.
Good choice.
Yeah, the you can listen to it. It's already on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes, but he still needs to upload the
video. I just
need
to hurry to fuck up because we're almost halfway through the month and we don't have any of our Thanksgiving appreciation videos up yet, so I need to hurry up. I only need to add a little bit to it, but we talk about the 1942 version, which is live action, all of it. It's on HBO Max right now.
Oh shit.
And then
It's good.
It's good. It's worth checking out. Everyone is in brown face, which isn't great, but they do act like everyone acts well, so
And the main guy who plays Mowgli is really good.
And he's actually correctly Indian, so that part's good. Then we do the animated one everyone knows about, the not the remake, the 93 live action, which was a Disney film, and then the remake Disney film, which it's good, it's fine, and then Mowgli, which is on Netflix. It's a Netflix film and it was directed by Andy Serkis and it's fucking awesome.
It's incredible. I love that version.
It's the shit.
Oh yeah,
like
Mowgli's a badass kid.
So we're gonna have a whole video on that as soon as I can get it up.
That's what she said.
Awesome. So what's so do y'all have it
Yeah, it's recorded,
okay,
and you can
recorded,
listen to
so
the audio.
What's the holdback with putting it up?
Oh.
Wait, what?
What's the holdup?
The audio is already up and all of that, so, like, you haven't posted the video yet. Like, is there, like, what's going on with the editing and stuff?
Well, I was editing Undisputed, and hopefully I'll get done with that today, upload that, and then I'll edit the Mowgli slash Jungle Book video, which I really just need to add our intros and outros. And
well, and also poor AJ is using my ancient Mac that's about 10 years old. So,
oh, it's okay.
Which we're using right now. So,
oh, yeah.
There's a learning curve. You know, he's had to learn how to edit videos and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we blow up, maybe I can pay an editor.
I'm not even going to edit this. I'm just going to hit upload to YouTube. Yes. Whenever we're...
Cool.
Yeah. Well, perfect. I guess I have to wait 24 hours now because of contract with Twitch. It's all good. But anyways, yeah, dude, that sounds like it's going to be a killer episode to watch on YouTube. I'm going to make sure to go and give that a listen on Spotify. Shit. So, because I like listening to podcasts whenever I'm on the go. Like, while I'm at work and shit, I'll pop in my headphones at work and listen to podcasts while I'm weeding stuff. So that'll be a good episode for me to check out. Holy shit. Jerfus with the gifted subs. Jerfus gifted 5 tier 1 subs. Thank you for the 5 subs, Jerfus. Holy shit, Moose, oh my god. You did not have to do that. Holy shit. Thank you so much, Jerfus, for the 5 gifted subs. Showing the love. That is fucking wonderful. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Jerfus distracted me there for a second with the 5 gifted subs. Oh my gosh, that is fucking... I appreciate that so much. Showing the love. Alright. Okay, that's cool. So anyways, guys, what was we talking about again?
I don't know what subs are, so...
Jerfus completely fucked me up there with that when I was not expecting that. Caught me completely off guard.
Editing YouTube videos and stuff.
Yeah, I'm shitty editing skills.
Yeah, editing videos. Yeah, editing videos can be hard. It can be a real motherfucker. I used to record video and audio like separately and shit before I fucking figured out I could just pull audio files from video and shit. So, and it was a pain in the ass, so for sure. But once you get you a pattern down, good technique down, shit, it'll be easy. And then you'll just be popping out those fucking videos same day.
Maybe. Because, like, we both still have our, you know, regular jobs, too, so that's...
Yeah.
And since she uses this, I would probably do them quicker, but, you know, Melanie has, a legit, like, corporate job, so she has to use her both computers from time to time, so that hopefully pretty soon I'll have my own, and we can have that as a dedicated podcast computer.
For sure. Dude, that'd be fucking sick. Oh, that'd be cool. Stepping up the game a little bit. You know, have you thought about anything specifically that you might want to get for a podcast computer?
No. I'm basically, what I'm waiting on is for the state to buy my computer. I'm on the Texas Workforce DARS program because I'm legally blind.
Okay.
So, yeah. They're supposed to give me a computer so I can go to college, so I'm signing up for classes, and they're supposed to, like, go, like, okay, we'll pay for this shit, this whatever.
So you are legally blind, it's, like, it's a, you know, like, you can't see, like, is it, like, night blind, or what?
So they don't base it off of that, apparently. I am night blind. Not like, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like even saying legally blind because it doesn't really paint the right picture. But like they base it on what your field is. So I can technically, my field goes from 180 degrees, but there are spaces in the middle that are weak. And okay. So like the doctors will like go like this from the side. And whenever you tell them like, okay, I can see it, that's what they claim is your field. And at a certain point, that's where they decide you are either not or are legally blind. So that's a thing that happened this last year. I also had cataract surgery, so that was a thing.
Oh, but, okay. Did it help?
No.
Cataract surgery? No, it did not.
Not at all.
Oh shit.
Actually, it made it worse in some situations, just because the cataracts weren't terrible, but they decided they might as well take them out. But all the cataracts did were kind of make a glossy light or gloss around lights, so it was like there's a ring and shit around lights on the road and stuff, which is why I had to stop driving early in the morning. I probably shouldn't have been anyway, but so they took that out, so I don't have the gloss thing going on. But I also now need glasses that I didn't necessarily need before, because I can't read up close like I used to. And so I'm still only up to like 20, 40 far away, and then up close I need glasses to see for reading. Yeah. So it's, yeah. And it doesn't affect the peripheral vision at all, but meh. So, yeah, all of that.
Yeah. That still sucks, though. Like, I hate having bad eyesight. It can be a pain in that. I know it's like, yeah, I wear glasses, too. I have to go get a new prescription, because I noticed last night I was playing a game, and I kept having to lean real far forward to fucking read the shit that it was saying in game. That right there told me, like, okay, yeah, I'm wearing my glasses, and I still can't read what I'm fucking looking at. It can be a pain in the fucking ass. But, yeah, having to fucking deal with that shit. So do you wear, like, wear glasses all the time, or like
I have bifocals.
Or do you wear like contacts and shit sometimes?
No, I tried wearing contacts when I was like 18, and the bitch that had to take them out pissed me off so bad that I didn't want to ever wear them.
It feels weird though, doesn't it? Putting something on your fucking eyeball, that's a problem that I have with it.
So
all
they,
my brothers
so
wear contacts, and I can't fucking do it, bro.
They finally got him in, and then they're like, okay, so we're going to take him out this way, which somebody else later told me a better way, which they didn't, so fuck them. But but they're like, okay, well, we can't let you in, so we'll have to take him out. And this bitch had these long-ass nails. She's, like, trying to get out of my eyes. Like, that fucking hurts. I can feel it. It feels like your nail's digging into my eye. She's like, it doesn't hurt. It's just uncomfortable. And I'm like, fuck you. You don't tell me if something hurts. This
yeah,
old bitch. Like, so I never even went back to
professional.
Yeah, I never even went back to that office, and they're the ones that told me I had retinitis. So
yeah.
So I didn't even get to keep up with that shit for a while. But yeah, it didn't really affect me that much till recently. Other than the slight night blindness.
Okay, so what about sci-fi? We have not talked about that. And let me start this off by asking, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Fucking A. Hell yes, dude. Finally, somebody that agrees with me. Why?
You know why it's Star Wars over Star Trek?
Why?
Because it's barely even sci-fi.
We were talking about this.
Like, we were just talking about it. It's technically, like, I don't want to say there's a stamp of anything, but it feels more like fantasy with a sci-fi lens.
What, so, Star Wars or Star
yeah.
Trek?
Star Wars.
Star Wars is fantasy, so it's not sci-fi. Okay.
Well, it's, like, it's got the wrappings of fantasy, but it's built sci-fi, so it's, like, there's none of the boring shit that I don't really, like, I question, but I also don't want them to spend a lot of time on.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We don't have a lot of sci-fi stuff.
Yeah, I'm not really into sci-fi, but AJ has gotten me into cosmic horror, like H.P. Lovecraft, and I like it as I like the bleakness of it, and I think I always have like an existential crisis every other year or so, and it kind of comforts me that like, oh, we're just this insignificant spot in a horrific universe. But we just watched one. Okay, we just watched a movie called Event Horizon, which I guess could be sci-fi, cosmic horror. It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, we got super into it the first night. We didn't have enough time. We have to go to bed.
Yeah, it's like a deep space horror type of film. And a bunch of big names are in it. Lawrence Fishburne, Sam Neill, Julie Richardson, Jason Isaacs. Everybody's in it. It's good.
Nice. Check that out.
We will end up doing Battlefield Earth at some point.
Okay. What is that?
It's a hate watch for sure.
It's by L. Ron Hubbard, you know, as in Scientology, L. Ron Hubbard. It's really funny.
It's John Travolta, and it's super over the top, and it's just terrible. Like, this Battlefield Earth is apparently like his big, like, this is a really good novel that he wrote, but they don't make it look like it. Like, L. Ron Hubbard was a terrible writer, by the way.
But
I bought a book recently.
God, that book.
I can't remember what it's called. It's in
Death
the other
Quest.
Room.
It's called Death Quest.
Death Quest. It is so fucked up that the main character, I think, is like a villain because he totally talks about how he rapes lesbians. But in the book, I don't know if it's supposed to be a parody, but they're into it. And he keeps calling like the lesbians either husbands or wives based on how they dress and shit. And it's just...
It's awful.
Like, it's so weird. And it's so terrible.
I think L. Ron Hubbard holds homophobic. The record for the most published author ever, because, I mean, I think he's self-published most of the time, which is nothing wrong with that, but, you know, that also means crank out a bad if you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. it sounds extremely homophobic.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Battlefield Earth is super, like, against psychiatrists somehow. Like, he literally names his villains in that cyclos mm-hmm. and it's very badly veiled as like hating on psychiatry in general and stuff like that, so we'll get around to that one. And it's totally a sci-fi, it's terrible, but as close as we get to sci-fi really is the Twilight Zone, like the old school one.
Love the Twilight Zone.
Okay.
Like that one's that's the shit, but
I've never seen it. I've never watched Twilight Zone.
We watched all the Planet of the Apes movies, I guess. Would that be considered sci-fi?
I mean,
that is definitely sci-fi.
Yeah, the original ones. I haven't seen the new ones, which I guess I should, because I know they're good.
I've seen one of them. It was okay.
But the old school ones are so fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was really big into the comic books before they started making movies shit about it. I was really big into the comics.
Yeah, I heard about that. I also heard they had, like, it all came from one original novel, and the subsequent stories, I don't know. Like, for movies.
Yeah. I remember the comic books and shit when they started dropping, and that shit was really big, and it was, like, a few years later they started making shit, Planet of comic book fucking great. And they're a little bit different though, you know, which with any kind of, you know, illustration or detail and things like that they have in there, they can't really put in or fit into a movie without it being, you know, I mean, like 7 hours.
Yeah.
Make a 24-hour movie and add every detail from the book. You know, I hate the people that always bitch about, oh, the movies are trash because they don't have the same detail. It's like, okay, they can't put the same detail. So your argument for that is invalid. But that's always my response. Like, Jesus Christ. If they could, though, I mean, that would be cool. But who the fuck's going to sit there and watch it that long? You know what I mean?
Well, I am glad that they got to the point where they started doing more series adaptations nowadays, where they're
that way they can add more detail and shit and make it closer to the book.
That's what I wish they'd do with The Dark Tower.
Yeah, or an anime. Well,
look how badly they did it with fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, and they had the perfect opportunity to, you know what I mean, have it, like, you know, like, just like how it was written with the book. They had a series. Now, they could have made it a little longer and had it, and just did, you know, like, just followed the fucking storyline. You know, the original storyline from the book and shit, and it would have been fucking great. But when they started veering off and just, like, doing their own thing, because they, you know, the books hadn't been written yet and shit, that's when they started fucking, like,
They were lazy as fuck, too.
Said what?
They were lazy as fuck, too. Like, those guys, D&D or whatever, like, they flat out said, like, we want to move on to shit. Like, you guys are the ones that fought to bring this shit off the ground. Pieces of shit. You like, sign it over to new writers if you're too fucking lazy to finish.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, I, like, we kind of even want to go back and watch the series again, because it was, we were really into it up until, like, season 6.
Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship, for sure, with that show.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to commit to something you know is going to end badly.
Yeah, I know. And I think I saw the show first before I started reading the books. And I stayed away from that because I'm really not into fantasy. And I just thought, oh, I can't deal with this. It's wizards and dragons and blah. So, but after the, like, I watched the half the first episode and I was bored and I stopped. And then we started again and I really got into it. So... and then I read the books, and the books are, I think the books are good for people who aren't really into fantasy. Like, okay, like he was saying, he introduced me to Death Note because I wasn't really into anime. Game of Thrones, I would say, like, if you don't like fantasy, give that a try, because I really don't care for fantasy, but I really love those books. It's good writing, good storytelling. You really get into it. So for a non-fantasy person, Game of Thrones is, or Song of Ice and Fire or whatever it is, that's a good one to get into.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. It is. I like stuff like that where it's like the medieval fantasy, you know, where it's not just like, it's not too over the top. You know what I mean? They have dragons and shit like that later on, like undead stuff, but I mean, it's just not like wizards and shit like that shoved down your throat at every turn. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it's not like Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, okay, I like Lord of the Rings, not like Harry Potter. You know what I'm saying?
See, we're, so I like Harry Potter books. The movies piss me off after the fourth one. She likes Harry Potter, but doesn't like Lord of the Rings.
Oh.
I love the Lord of the Rings movies. I love the Hobbit book, and I don't like the Lord of the Rings books, because I think they're boring as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the movies. I'm the same way. I like the movies over the books, Lord of the Rings. But I got into that shit because of The Hobbit, which was the first, like, book that was written, like, kind of like a kid's book, I guess.
Yeah, I read that in sixth grade and loved it. And yeah. So, but then I tried to read the Lord of the Rings books. I couldn't. It was too boring. Yeah. Couldn't get into it.
I think The Hobbit was the first book that taught me what kind of genre I should look for. Because when I was a kid, I was good at reading, but I wasn't interested in reading.
Yeah.
And I read Harry Potter, and I really liked that. And then I would try to read other stuff. I'm like, this shit is boring. And then my dad gave me The Hobbit, which he had at some point. And I was like, oh, I need to look for fantasy. Like,
yeah.
Or action or something. Like, my brain finally clicked. Because I was still a kid, so I didn't know, like, oh, you look for a specific kind of book. And, yeah.
Yeah, you look for a specific genre that you... I have several books. That's definitely one of those things where you either love it or you don't. Hello, Rapid Robert 12. Welcome. That's definitely one of those movies where it's like, you know. But, I mean, you said that, you know, you didn't like all the wizards and all that shit, you know, like excessively, but you enjoy Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. I love Harry Potter, and really, my mom got me into it. I was okay. I'm gonna age myself, but I was in college when those books came out, and my
but
mom
you do
bought
like
the
wizard.
Yeah, she wanted to hear. She heard all this hype about it. She's like, I want to see what this is about. So she bought the first two books, and I was
Yeah,
home
yeah.
visiting from college, and I read them like in the weekend, and I
Yeah.
loved them. So I don't know why I love the Harry Potter books.
I think it's because it's contemporary.
It's
Like
contemporary. It's
yeah.
I think what I don't really care for is all kind of the medieval type of
Oh, okay.
What
stuff.
the
Yeah.
okay the
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the word. Not like weeb, but like, you know,
The fantasy equivalent of a weeb.
old nerd culture, like where you that the big fucking round dude that never washes his hair and it's just like, well, yeah, I can roll a three and like that
Yeah.
guy. Like that sort of fantasy I don't like either. Like I don't like if it sounds like all the names in it are made up to try to sound super fanciful and shit. Like I like more of like Black Magic Outlaw, which is an awesome contemporary like urban fantasy, and I don't know, Lies of
I
Locklamora.
was going to mention that one. That was another one that is, if you're not really into fantasy, that's a good one because I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, read the Gentleman
okay.
Bastard series. It's
well,
like a Renaissance fantasy.
Okay, I'll check that out. Jerfus
really
said,
clever.
What about Black Mirror?
See, I never got
Sorry,
around
I just took a
to
drink
it.
Of water. I like The Twilight Zone, and I love Black Mirror. So I'm surprised I haven't gotten you to watch.
I just never
any
got around
of them.
To watching it when it first came out. I wasn't.
And like what everybody said is like, don't watch the first episode. Just skip over it. And it's not really the first episode is weird. It doesn't really define what you're gonna see in the rest of the series. But I love it. I love how fucked up it is.
I feel like they should just delete that because I've heard that so many times. They might as well just remove the first one.
Jerfus says you need to watch them, skip the first episode.
Yep, see?
Yeah.
I stuck with it, and now what I kind of don't like is, like, with the last season, they're almost doing mini-movies, like, hour-and-a-half-long episodes. Like, there was the one with Miley Cyrus, which I really liked, but it was like watching a movie. They had maybe four episodes that were an hour-and-a-half long, so.
Yeah. That's what was awesome about the old Twilight Zone. You got 20 minutes. To make an incredible story, and they do it every time.
I know, and I'm just sitting there thinking, I can't for an entire book, and these people think of these really mind-blowing ideas that they show in like 20, 25 minutes.
And the acting is awesome. Like, everybody that they may have never had a career again, everybody's awesome in it. Like, the very first episode, I think, the man alone, like, where he's on Earth and he can't find anybody
it's in a deserted town,
and that's it. The entire episode is just this one guy on screen dealing with that, and it's
yeah.
terrific.
Well, I've never seen it, but Jerfus says, to be fair, not all episodes of Black Mirror are good. Some suck.
That's true. There are some there's some that I had to skip because it got boring.
Okay.
Yeah, but most of it I like.
I mean, nobody's gonna make a perfect every single episode, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, some people probably watch some of our episodes like, you guys are boring as fuck, and then skip
yeah.
over.
Oh, I'm sure people watch that about me. I get stuck and shit. Whatever. Crazy shit. But, anyways, so y'all have Netflix and shit like that. I'm sure you watch Netflix. So, have you seen The 100?
No, is that a movie or a show?
It's a show.
The show.
And isn't it about like 100 people
sci-fi.
On Earth?
Yeah, so it's good. Okay, so it's good. It's a sci-fi show. It's about like these it's about like the Earth is like nuked, like everybody nukes each other and shit, and like so you know, a few people, like a big majority of people, goes and like they're living in outer space in like this spacecraft thing and shit, and they've been living up there for a long time, you know. But like after years and years of living up there, they're starting to like their resources and shit, they're starting to like deplete their resources and shit like that. They don't know if Earth is habitable or whatever. So they don't know if it's habitable because everything was like contaminated, you know, and nuclear contamination from all the nations and shit like nuking each other and stuff. So they send 100 people back to Earth as like test dummies to see if the radiation has cleared up enough for people to live, right?
I
And
just started
like,
thinking about
yeah,
it.
it's good. I like it, but the 100 people are, it's fucked up. Here's the dark side. The 100 people are like delinquent children, like that were like pretty much in like juvenile detention centers, like poor kids and shit that like got arrested for like stealing food and shit like that, you know. Or like, and like, you know, that's a like a big thing. They're living in a spaceship, like everything's got to be like, you know, distributed evenly and shit like that. So if like, you know, stealing food, stuff like that's a big offense. But like, so they're pretty much like, you know, juvenile delinquents or whatever. So they send them, they're like, you know, if we release them back out into the civilization up here in the spacecraft and shit, they're probably gonna be stealing again, stealing water again. You know, we're already, our supplies are already like dwindling down and shit. So let's just send them to Earth to see if it's habitable. You know, and it's like pretty much like fuck them. If they die, you know, then oh well. But it's good though. It's worth watching because, obviously, they don't die. But I'm gonna stop telling y'all too much about it, since you haven't seen it. But that's like the basis of the story of like what's going on and all that shit.
So
It's
it's Space
called.
Australia.
So
That's
what?
exactly what I was thinking.
It's Space Australia.
Australia? Oh yeah, I
Yeah,
guess.
like.
It was like the penal colony, so
They're like, oh,
yeah.
you
Oh
fuckers need
yeah.
to leave. I
Yeah,
don't know why I'm
so.
Irish now. I was trying to go with British, but.
Yeah, it's like a space colony, I guess, but like there's there it's wild as fuck, man.
My
And
girls told me about that shit
yeah,
too.
so it's pretty much like a, you know, a fantasy of like, or like a sci-fi of like, what if we all nuked each other? What if all these countries fucking just like nuked each other, you know, and destroyed the fucking world and stuff, and like a few people, only a few people are able to like, you know, slip away into space and live in space.
We should
But
just
it's
test
just
it out.
wait, what? So we should just
no.
test it
Yeah,
out. No,
I'm good too. Is there anything else that you guys want to talk about before we wrap this up?
can we talk about how to find us?
Yes, we can.
Okay, so you can listen to our podcast, Movie Pain or Pleasure, on Anchor, Spotify, and iTunes, and watch it on YouTube. And we also have an Instagram, Movie Pain or Pleasure podcast. And then I'm on Instagram at Melanie Gibson Author. So,
And then soon we will do our first Twitch episode. So that'll be our, the next time we record, we'll go with Twitch first. And
Okay.
after I get up all these other fucking up. So that'll probably be our Rocky episode. It'll probably be our first Twitch stream, so.
Okay,
Yeah.
nice. Heck yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys coming on for a podcast to Nerds Incoming. I might ask you guys to come back for another episode again. Never know. I had a good time talking to y'all about movies and shit, and hearing about your hate watch episodes. That was really great, and I really appreciate what you guys are doing on YouTube and all that. Awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
All right. So everybody, go check them out and watch out for you know, the Spotify versions, all of that, you know. Make sure to share all that stuff up when you see it drop tomorrow. Yeah. Anyways, take it easy. Thanks for watching. Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, Jerfus, for the gifted subs. You're a legend for that, my guy. And I will catch y'all on my next live probably tomorrow. Peace.